Veronica Palit says the question she most often gets from friends and people she meets is,
where is Moldova? That's the biggest question. Where is that country?
I'll answer that. Moldova is a small country in Eastern Europe, one-fourth the size of Missouri, says Veronica, situated between Romania and Ukraine. It was under Russian and later Soviet domination for many decades. Moldova regained its independent status after the 1989 fall of the Berlin Wall. Veronica Palit was born in Moldova in 1986.
And that time when I was born was right after Chernobyl.
The catastrophic nuclear meltdown at the power plant in Chernobyl, Ukraine, in late April 1986. Moldova, being right next door to Ukraine, got an especially dangerous dose of the radiation-infected clouds of smoke. And of course, the Soviet authorities were silent about what was going on.
Everyone was sick, but nobody knew why everyone is sick. And I was like Chernobyl child, almost.
Pregnant with Veronica, her mother was one of the many exposed to the plumes of nuclear smoke, and Veronica attributes her somewhat raspy voice to the radiation from Chernobyl. Luckily, she suffered no other ill effects.
No, I'm be lucky.
Veronica's parents both had decent jobs. Her mother spent 20 years as a factory manager. But Veronica was born and spent her first few years before the end of the Soviet Union. Her family is actually Romanian, and they were not allowed by the Soviet authorities to speak Romanian or to read Romanian literature or newspapers.
They invented a different language for us, a different alphabet. My grandma was teaching my mom and my parents and my sister Romanian alphabet.
Post-1989, things were opening up in Moldova, but there were still huge struggles both economically and politically.
Oh, yeah. That was like terrible time. Every people had savings. Overnight, thousands turned to pennies.
Inflation.
Mm. They change overnight the new national money. We have a different money.
Different currency, huh?
Yeah, completely different banknotes. The money what you have, nobody accepted anymore.
Veronica Palit's family still lives in Moldova. How are things now?
Not big improvement. Corruption. One thing what we have left from Russian, it's a bad habit of corruption. My mom, after 35 years of working, she got right now her retirement. It's $70.
A month.
A month. Mm-hmm. That's a sad part because they show on TV everything, it's perfect. But reality, these people need 10 times more to be able to survive.
Even so, when Veronica had the chance to leave Moldova for the United States about a decade ago, she didn't feel able to go at first. Her boyfriend, now her husband, had already come to the United States to the Branson area on a student exchange program. In 2009, he got the chance to enter the green card lottery.
He said one day to me, you know, I have chance to move to USA. You want to follow me? Saying, I don't really want to marry yet. Because that was the only option to come together. And at that time, I was doing my master's degree.
She was working on a master's in management, counseling, and social work. Her boyfriend had earned a master's degree in engineering.
I told him, I want to finish my study.
And she did. But he proposed marriage, and she accepted. They were separated for a year and 2 months when she got to come to Branson 8 years ago on a fiancé visa. And then they had 90 days to get married. While studying at College of the Ozarks, Veronica's fiancé had gotten a dishwashing job at Landry's Seafood House in Branson, and Veronica was hired there as well to work in the kitchen. In fact, they got married in Landry's Seafood House, inviting all their co-workers to the wedding, the only people they knew over here.
That's the good part of our story. And we had after that long journey till I got the green card, almost 4 years.
Despite that, Veronica and her husband managed to put their master's degrees to good use. Veronica became a social worker, dealing with differently abled clients. Her husband installs elevator systems. They were able early on to buy a house, which would be an impossibility back home in Moldova.
That's our dream, to have our home. And we got the dream come true. And really easy. And such a low interest rate.
Veronica Palit became a naturalized citizen just 2 months ago. Her husband became a citizen several years ago. She calls the ceremony at Wilson's Creek National Battlefield
amazing ceremony. I didn't expect it to be such a wonderful ceremony. The people who's living here in this country is blessed. And I'm blessed to be here too. Many times when we go to the church, I always say, thank you, God, because I have this opportunity to change my life, to change my kids' life, and also to be able to provide some income to my parents, to our families back home.
Many thanks to Veronica Palit for sharing her story. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart.